Hello, everybody. This is Douglas Newsom, the Cosmic Poet. Boy, I hope everybody is in great spirits. I am in fabulous spirits here. BBS Radio every day will make your day just a little bit brighter. I get to live in this, and I get to live surrounded by people with purpose, with real generosity of spirit. Because, really, take a second to think that everything in life either gives energy, kind of in a sense, because if you attract it, if it's an attracting thing to you, there's an attraction that harmonizes. So it's almost a bonding, a better, a fuller thing. Or there's something that kind of, you know, repels. And so it's either, and the repelling would be you pushing away that energy that you don't like, right? So it's either coming with you and it's harmonizing with you or it's not. And in this world, on BBS Radio, I get to harmonize with minds that touch upon subjects that people really haven't taken the audacity, the time, or for some weird reason, about the notion of consciousness, who we are, who we are as people in society, or that you've got it everywhere. Everybody dictates who we are, but who are we inside? Who are we as individuals? We are unique, each and every single aspect of us, and yet united. There's no longer the white man or black man or Indian. There is that gentleman and that lady and that girl. And sooner or later, you're going to recognize that there's that fly and there's that substance and there's that atomic particle, and it all breathes life. You won't judge any of it. Really. That, and when you're around people like that, and the problem is, even though when we're spiritually, we're gaining enlightenment, and that is really the freedom to express without junk from the past. But we still get tangled in the quagmires that cause us to judge, or that cause us to get upset, or that fall back once in a while to that system of thought, but we recognize it quickly. I think that's something that a spiritual person does, and so they correct those things because they recognize, you know, that they have an effect on them. And the funny thing about a spiritual person, and I shouldn't say this because I think we're all spiritual, but when you fundamentally understand and you have that sense of knowing, I think in every way it makes you feel a little deeper. And so if you do something wrong, you know you can't run from yourself. You have to face the issue for what it is, and you have to deal with it. And you do deal with it. As a spiritual person, you do deal with it. But you don't make decisions, and you don't do things that would put you in that sort of a crossroad. Because you don't have as many cross. There are no, when you're, you really, there's one right way. You know the better way. You feel the better path. It's almost like, what would love do? What is the best thing to do for the benefit of all people concerned? And you'll feel that. You won't question it. You won't have to wonder what that'll be even. The answers will come. BBS, we're growing, folks. We are really getting out there. I'm excited because our statistics are climbing. Our rank in the search engines is getting better every single week. And we're approaching, I think, a real opportunity to explode, and I'm excited about it. You know, where a lot of work's been done behind the scenes. I'm now currently working on the archives. They should be up in a few days. Matter of fact, I'm going to start uploading some tomorrow. I will have my family in over the weekend. So it might be that I won't be able to get to them that fast. But I do hope to get those archives up. And once that's in place, everything else is in place, we're going to be just rolling along. And I'm excited about that. as well, you know, that I really believe the medium that's going to transport this this empowering understanding, this philosophy, this knowing, and that's the realm of television. So whenever I see an opportunity like, one moment, folks, my brother is not here, so I'm going to check and see who this is. Doug speaking.
Hi.
Hi, hold on. I'm going to try to put you on. Stay right there. Okay. Can you hear me, Melinda?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good. Well, this is a poetry show, folks. And I'm excited to have Melinda Pillsbury Foster here.
Well, thank you.
Please excuse me. My brother's just now working on the equipment so I can hear. Okay, I'm just going to try to make these volume levels equal. So I don't get blown out here. And on the Cosmic Poet Show, we talk about poetry. And you are here with some poetry to share with us. I know this.
I am. I have poems. I have lots of them if you want to hear them.
I would love to.
How would you like to start with one that says it's The Tones of Love?
The Tones of Love. Now, I like the sound of that already, so let's go with that one.
Okay. The sound of tones forgotten, the taste of hope renewed, the nearness of a rapture that both captures and eludes, the melodies remembered that race the heart and mind, these the soul-born fibers that weave love in the design. Associated fragrance, the rose pressed on the page, the letter kept and cherished till it crumbles, brown with age. We cling to those illusions and ignore what can be real, as we taste the vast profusion, the universal meal. Beyond digestive moments when the soul can pause to hear, when all the past pretensions leave us nothing more to fear, untrammeled by the baggage carried with us from the womb, is the truth we came searching for, if ego will make room. In momentary insights in the clearing of debris, the time proved truth of loving awaits for eyes that see.
Wow. Folks, let me restate who this is with us. It's Melinda Pillsbury Foster, and she is the host of what I deem to be one of the top programs. You know, there we've got almost 60 programs, and this is one of the top shows, period. I mean, if you have a top three, she's on it. And I love the show. And it more because I have the opportunity to know a little bit about the lady behind the show and her genius, her ingenuity, her presence, her character. And I'm in love with the lady. So, folks, I'm glad to share her with you.
Oh, bless. You're always so sweet. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. You know, on this show, we talk about a number of subjects. And on the and these subjects are just a little bit different than most of the topics, I think, that are out there. But if you're looking, I just want to give you a plug here. If you're looking, folks, for a truer, a higher understanding and a nobler purpose than the words on this particular program, listen to The Spiritual Politician on PBS Radio. If you don't go and listen to that show, folks, I honestly believe you will, well, if you don't show, you'll never know, will you? But you'll honestly, you know, lack for something. Because it'll make your day, it'll make you wiser, it'll make you feel good, you'll be more aware, and I think it'll strike a nerve. So thank you, Melinda, for being on my program.
Well, it is my pleasure, and thank you for having this show, because there just isn't enough poetry in the world, is there?
There is not. I think in everything there's poetry, we just don't reflect upon it in that way. So maybe it's all poetry, we just need to see it as such.
That's right. And thank you for being the poet.
Thank you.
You take care.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
Hello, everybody, once again. Oh, I'm so excited. You know, there are few people that I really enjoy my discussions with. And Melinda is a lady who takes a discussion to that level that's not only surprising, but intelligent. That's a unique conversation. And I find that people today are unique, that gravitate towards a higher level of being because it's always more harmonious. You know, the things that their answers that they see, the notions that are in their head, the paradigms that they revolve around are harmonious. They really are. They have everything at play within their understanding. Oh boy, I've got to tell you this. I really get excited about BBS Radio. We are growing very fast. But you know, the most important thing is promotion for this network. And I would encourage every listener out there, even if you hate my program, you don't have to listen. Hey. But there are programs on this network. You can honestly bet, you know it. If you've listened, you're there. That truly inspire people to wake up to their, if not the condition of the world, the condition of themselves, to see themselves for what they are, and to love that, and then to experience life from that vantage point. And everybody needs a little something in their day to brighten them up, and this is really the day. In today's world, we can do, and we can do it through the internet, and we've got the best programming out there. So link to us. BBSradio.com, link to it. Just put a link on your website. Put a link everywhere you go. Anywhere you go, put a link, BBSradio.com. That would really help. Honest to goodness, that would help. Or leave a comment somewhere on a bulletin board. Boy, we checked out this BBS Radio. We love it. And you know, I do not want to talk promoting this show, because that's not what the Cosmic Poet is all about. But I encourage everybody, when you see an opportunity, if you really like what we have, we're just like public broadcasting, but we don't even ask for donations. This is a program we do out of love. So share your thoughts of the program out of love and a willingness to expand other people's awareness. Thank you. Dimensions. Oh, there's so many ways I'm thinking about dimensions. And I did last year quite a lot. But what is a dimension, really? If we go forward, when you look in front of you, is that dimension? It is, isn't it? Behind you, there's a dimension. Would that be considered another dimension behind you? To you, it is, because you actually have to turn around to see it, don't you? It puts you in a whole different 180 degree or even less, depending on your peripheral vision. But that's a different dimension, isn't it? Up above you, that's a different dimension. Must be, because you don't see it at the same time you're seeing it straight ahead of you. Below you, one could consider those dimensions. You could. We talk about dimensions all the day, like time. There might be a whole, one could say, okay, dimension is time, no time, consciousness, no consciousness, subconsciousness. I mean, we could take dimensions on many levels, inward and outward. Concave and convex, based on your own consciousness within each dimension. Would that be a separate dimension? The reason I bring up the idea of dimensions and understanding is because that's what is. We don't know really the extent of it all because we're not totally aware of it, but it's all now. What is? And earlier this week and throughout these past couple of days, more and more and more, I find my mind turning to thoughts about what the future holds for us. And as a human, where are we going to be? How are we going to change? What does all mean, Harry? Are we going to lose even the understanding of spirituality? Or will we be catapulted towards it? But on a whole different understanding. And that's based on information, which is what the whole world is about. Information. The retrieving of it, the cataloging of it, the analyzing of it, the disseminating of it. It's all information. But can you imagine what the future is going to be like 100 years from now due to computers? And there's a whole reason why I get into this. This is just the footwork. Can you imagine walking into a home where you're sitting down and you say to yourself, you say out loud, Carol's birthday, January 4th, 1949. Remember that. And you're reading through a journal and you're reading the book out loud. Oh, I gotta love this passage by Keats. To Happy, Happy Brook. Right? Whatever. And throughout the day, you're doing this. And there is a computer that is taking in all this thought, this verbal thought, if it is. I mean, 50 years, maybe 100 years, it's all thought. I mean, you don't need to verbalize it for it to get in the computer. But let's say you're verbalizing it and your computer's got little speakers everywhere, and, you know, you're sitting back and you're saying, need to know X. And it pulls it out. Information on so-and-so. And it tells you right there, Carol's birthday. Instantly you know it. You walk into the room and it tells you all this information. So what happens to memory? Do we need it? Long-term memory. Do you think we'll have any long-term memory 100 years from now? Will the computer be such a tool that it will provide the means to access almost all information that's relevant to us as a human understanding or human people? And then we can, you know, use our long-term reserve cell network within our brain or wherever it is, or the spirit. Who knows? Let's just say that there's a void. There's something there that needs, what fills that? Will anything fill it, or do we just lose our long-term memory? Is it important? Is memory important ultimately for the human evolution? It's a good question. We're going to lose a lot of it. I think that we'll start to remember and use patterns. I think we'll be more experiencers of life because we will not need to pull from a historical database and slow down to retrieve something to apply it to move forward, to move faster. We'll just experience everything in the moment moving forward. Without going backward to retrieve something. I call it a backwards, because you got to slow down to gain go to the history portion. You pull it in, and you mind you're applying it every minute. But if you think you have, it's a history thing that you have to focus on. You actually stop for a second in the now. You project within to the past. You grab something. You pull it into the now, and then you're utilizing it. Right. Well, that's for me. That's a memory system that might actually cause you over time not to be able to react as fast as a being of light. And here's the killer. Would an extraterrestrial have this sort of long-term memory? Maybe it would have a collective memory, but as a unique organism, maybe it doesn't have much long-term memory. I don't know. Guess it maybe depends on what race. But I just find that understanding fairly interesting. Because it goes to show you that the rate at which we are changing, and we see this change within our young boys, girls, very young age, and they seem to have no attention span whatsoever. Like everybody now is ADD, right? Attention deficit disorder. Why is that? That's the way we label everything. But again, it's a product of a society that's moving very fast with a lot of information, and they move. Maybe their brain is then focusing on things very quickly, almost superficially, to take it all in. Just a second, folks.
Doug speaking.
Josh, it'll have to be another time. Thank you very kindly. I'm sorry? Bye, sir. Please excuse me. I've been phoned up for a home security system. I always think that's, depending on where you live, that's not a bad idea. I think that if me, you know, if you meet me on the street and you rob me, oh, I hope I have money in my jeans to give you. I really do. Now, since this is a poetry show, I haven't read you one of my poems. I don't write that often. But lately I've been writing more poems than I have in the past 20 years of my life. And I'm coming up on my 20th year school reunion this summer. My brother and I, my twin brother and I. So I'm excited to go. I'm excited to see what people look like. I haven't been back to my hometown since I graduated. So I'm excited about that. This poem I just wrote today is entitled Haiku. Why? I don't know why. I just thought it was so goofy that I'd put it there. And it goes as follows. Round and round I play these games, seeing things, imaginating, being, or simply feeling one embrace. Well, on the outside, I see a boy. It's obvious throughout my day, a million times reflecting back at me. It is my face. What do you see? And do you play? Inside and outside, I see what I project. Overhead and through the lens, where consciousness begins, am I intent? What do you know? I just keep going toe to toe with who I am, with what I see. Me and you, projecting, repulsing and protecting, attracting and rejecting on levels without time. Push or pull or harmony, reflecting, but only some of the time. Authors Inkwell to post your poems. I would love to read them. This is the first week that there was actually not one single poem submission. You want to know the worst show on near this network? I, one of, well, the co-founder of this network, and you hate my show so much, I get the lowest ratings. Well, that's not true. It could be. Getting close, I'm telling you. That's not true. I do thank you all for listening into my show. There's quite a number of you, and I'm always excited to share some beautiful words of wisdom by some of the wonderful people that post works to Authors Inkwell on BBS Radio. I'm also excited to just tell you a little bit about BBS Radio as we're flowing and as we're growing. And I'm also excited to share with you pearls of thought. I call them pearls only because for me, some of the things I think always take me to a deeper understanding or just a fuller understanding. It's kind of like you're always trying to get a total, all expansive understanding so you don't feel closed in. So when I see the opportunity to see understandings that don't close us in, but that lead us to something that they themselves can expand upon in their way and they see no end to it, well, then I've really done something if I've shared, you know, that sort of a feeling and people have gained that sort of discoveries. I've been looking around the internet, and one of the things that came to my attention was an article. It's called Scientists Predict How to Detect a Fourth Dimension of Space. Very interesting article. Basically, the theory predicts that small black holes are created early in the universe, and they basically have mass, but they represent the dark matter. A dark matter that actually has some sort of a gravity mass to it. Okay? You gotta imagine, in physics, a lot of these models, even this, the understanding that there are black holes, are not equated within the model of understanding. Okay? A black hole in and of itself can bend light, can't it? Refract it, change it. And in that way, also exert a gravitational force. Okay, so that would change understandings of, you know, models, relativity. And this was just an interesting article, and I think that a 5D world where you have four dimensions of space considering black holes and time is the way it should be. Okay, of course, people just abstract from this, but go out there and read a little bit about the theory of relativity. That'll always intrigue you. When I was a boy, I used to love to read cosmogony, the evolution of the universe. It was probably the only subject I liked. Don't know why, but I loved it. I loved the understanding that everything can come from so few things. You know what I mean? Yes. I am going to share with you some poetry by a man with true spiritual wisdom. He came to BBS Radio a couple of weeks ago. Derek White Skycloud. And he writes a book that is inclusive of his pearls of wisdom and some of his very wonderful poetic works. It's called Spiritual Journeys with White Skycloud. He is on BBS Radio currently with a show called Between Two Worlds. And here is a man with true lightness to his being. I encourage everybody as well to listen to his show. He sends me a book, his book, Thank You Kindly. And in the book, I read so many beautiful things. But I only have time to maybe share a couple of his works with you. This is called Spiritual Poetry. The will of minds we all shall receive. In pairs we go together and mend and weave. Our purpose in life will always go on, through and through, even if others seem to make themselves blue. We carry such burdens, how fortunate may be. For we put ourselves into our own sanctuary. For all the king's horses and all the king's men cannot prevent our hearts from breaking again. To love our spirits that have been trumped by many, we need to love ourselves and give back if any. Feel the love, not pain, if hinders what may. To accept responsibility if judgments we pay. For our spirit will grow and heal, lest we judge not our hearts. By not allowing darkness to steal, you will look back some day on this earth and remember what's spoken. For when you return to this place, your heart won't be broken. You've learned your lessons, hard they may. Your karmas have been fulfilled when ready to leave that day. The love is light and the light is love, no matter where you stand. We will watch you from up above, as God's blessings send peace amongst the land. That was a beautiful work of art. You can find out more about Derek White Skycloud by checking out his show on BBS Radio, Between Two Worlds. My brother and I, like his ability to read so well that we personally purchased his reading. You know, you spend the money and you get 45 minutes of one man and a quality heart revealing to you some wonderful things that can actually manifest beautiful things in your life. Thank you, Derek, for your readings as well. Boy, it's getting dark in here. Right around this time, it takes a while before it gets dark. This is paradise after all. We try to stay light here more hours a day than you do. Just now the light is starting to crest in the horizon and go down. Beautiful sight. We're nestled here on the bank of a canyon. and in this canyon, going up towards the foothills, maybe 10 minutes, you're down in the valley, the grass valley, where the walnuts are. Lots of walnut trees around here. And then you move up this beautiful, not sloping area up to the hillside. 10, 15 minutes, you're at about 2,200 feet. And during parts of the year, it can be snowing 15 feet east, 15 minutes east of you, which goes up to a couple thousand more feet, I believe, or maybe another 1,000 feet. Beautiful area, great water drainage, a lot of rain this year, never thought we'd survive it, but we got through it, and now I truly see something majestic and beautiful and spiritual about this place. There's a real energy here. There was an energy when I first drove to this area with my brother, and we knew we were going to stay here almost, well, before we were going to stay here, let's put it that way. Quite strange and unique and wonderful coincidences that drew us here. What can I tell you? It happens. Just ask for it. At night, as I'm going to sleep, I find myself capable of letting go more. Just, you know, when you get into that meditative mode and you want to release yourself, many ways we think about thinking or think about a sound or become like a current or whatever way to still our minds. In my way, I was always trying to go deeper within the mind. Many ways, trying to propel it in some unique direction. And the calming of it, you go through depths. I mean, in every way, you explore the mind. But every time you reach a certain understanding, there's going to be a level of depth, and you're going to go, oh, it's like a whole paradigm shift in your life. Ooh. And you get a lot of them. But one of them was taking just the simple notion of letting go. And I wish there were opportunities for me to let go more often. Because I fight the urge to really want to sit back and relax and meditate and take time. And then I know there's not a lot of time for me to do these things at this point in what I've created. But that should change. Because as we continue to grow and BBS gets out there, we are planning to bring some quality staff aboard that are really have, and when I mean quality, I mean if there is a hiring quality for BBS Radio, do you want to know what that quality would be? Huh? Pretty simple. How big's your heart? What's your love? How much love can you give in each and every moment to your life? Love, period. Stronger your love, baby, for the rest of everything, which is you, the more we love you. We don't, that's really the highest criteria. And from then, everything moves from there. I'm going to read you another beautiful work from the work of Derek White Sky Cloud, because I really enjoyed his poetry. I truly enjoyed his poetry. And to read some of his work, you should check out Between Two Worlds. Send him an email. Buy his book. But do whatever it takes. Get a hold of these, because they are truly beautiful works. And there's not that many, you know. But the work, the words on such a level are prophetic and profound throughout this book. It doesn't need to be written in poetry, all of it, but his poetry is beautiful. And I'm going to share you another. It's called Universal Beings. We are the universal beings. We come from the stars. Earth people fear us, thinking we come from Mars. We appear to you in many forms and colors and flight, often by day and even at night. Our faces grotesque, our appearance you fear. We take many forms, even shape-shifting into deer. We walk with you in silence to protect you from others. Your class of human form, we are your brothers. The joy we express, wishing we were you, just that one day to feel what it's like, and not to be in hue. The mist you see in the distance you walk, with the clouds up above, you hear voices talk. For we are your brothers, your sisters, and your neighbors you see. I come to you in peace, not just myself, it's we. You broadcast our sightings up above and over yonder. We fly quietly in the sky and you ponder, thinking to yourself, if we are going to attack one day, how frightening it must be. Don't worry, it's not our way. Many of us will appear real soon. Look north to the stars, right near to the moon. There will be signals and bleeps bopping all over the sky. It's happiness we send to you, sending love from up high. We are the seekers, the caretakers of this earth. You are its children, needing to take care of it, right from birth. Help heal the hand, the land, the trees, the waters, and keep it clean. If you don't care for her, that would be mean. We watch over you and seek your counsel, so others may learn. For someday, you will be up here too, and taking your turn. Bereavement has its quitters and its paupers too. It's a sin to give up, saying it's too late, and you are all through. It's never too late to teach others to care. So we ask you that you receive us on your planet, even if we don't have any hair. We come in peace, I repeat as the old movie goes. We see everything up here. Your transmissions send us shows. Love life and honor your dreams. Someday they'll come true by looking up above, with a big smile looking into the blue. We are the universal beings. We are just as human as you. We walk, we bleed. One day we'll all talk back to you too. Thank you, Derek. Beautiful. I could go on and on. I could read more and more and more and more and more and more. But there might be other interesting subject matter to talk about. So let me rummage through some of this stuff. Love this. This is a poem that I just pulled out of the air, out of the internet. People do that nowadays, you know. They go onto the internet and they type in something that they want to find out information about, and they utilize it. And I, of course, utilize that tool for some of the information that I bring to you. Not my pearls of wisdom, but all the poetry. And I go to a place called authorsinkwell.com. Authorsinkwell.com. This is a poem by John Donne. I think you're going to find this a wonderful poem. It's called A Hymn to God the Father. Will thou forgive that sin where I begun, which was my sin though it were done before? Wilt thou forgive that sin through which I run, and do run still, though still I do deplore? When thou hast not done, for I have more. Wilt thou forgive that sin which I have won, others to sin and made my sin their door? Wilt thou forgive that sin which I did shun, a year or two but wallowed in a score? When thou hast not done, for I have more. I have a sin of fear that when I have spun my last thread, I shall perish on the shore. But swear by thyself that at my death thy son shall shine as he shines now and heretofore. And having done that thou hast done, I fear no more. Wow, huh? That's John Donne, A Hymn to God the Father. Beautiful. Beautiful work. There's another poem entitled I'm Not Coming Back Again, and this was written by my Aunt Di. So tune into this. I didn't know what to think when I read this poem. I went, brain fry, what's going on here? What's all this circling, this energy that's been given to this poem? What does it all mean? Well, let me read it and you decipher the code. One thing I've made up my mind to. I'm not coming back, God. I'm not going to do this again, for I'm not coming back for more of the pain. The heart torn into pieces and laughingly thrown back in my face. The loneliness and sorrow of a marriage wherein I was the whipping boy, too scared to do more than ask, if I was high enough? Is this good enough? Am I high enough? Should I do backflips? Will you love me, like me, treat me fairly? Now, never good enough. Never high enough. And every day, sit down and shut up or I smash your face in. Till self-loathing replaced the loathing bestowed upon me daily by a monster dressed up as a man. Scared to leave, scared to stay, scared to move. But there are no answers, only deep sorrow and aching and longing for something. Love? To be loved? To know love? What is love? What is love? Is love? Does it hurt too? And no longer knowing or even caring if this is new process of talking, writing, seeking. If this is an answer or the way to an answer or just feeling sorry for myself, I repeat. No, sir, I won't do this again. It hurts too much. That is a lot of pain, a lot of remembering, a lot that has almost laid a claim to total freedom. It's a historical conscious awareness manifesting through a work of art. And hopefully released within that work of art. And hopefully providing some freedom and some joy and some release and some escape from that nightmare. We don't deserve to be living under anybody's thumb or rule. And when it happens, and you see people take advantage, it's like to take a step into a different, interesting understanding. It's like truth. Law. There's such an ambiguity to it all that we don't often do what is right because the law doesn't always do what is right. It can't always protect in every situation. And it shouldn't have to be. Shouldn't even be required, actually. But here's the kicker. Everybody sues everybody. So there must be some party that is grievous. And really, when you were looking to work with people, and you're protected, and there's agreements between, and then one party says, well, I just don't, you know, and they do it because they want to break the terms, or they don't understand it. Well, that's ambiguity. And it calls for judgments. It calls for negativity. It calls for fear, and it calls for fighting, and it causes so many... When somebody says to me, Doug, and I believe this honestly. If there was a competitive force that was to take over my world of what I've created all my life to do, would I say cheers? Yes. I'd encourage that. I would encourage every direction of everything around me in its own capacity to enjoy itself. There's nothing bad about anything or anyone in that regard. When we actually find tools and use tools that give us the ability to not do what's right, but do what's legal. Because if I were to beat you, if I had a contract with you and I knew I could get out of it, but I made the deal with you and you knew I knew. You knew. Didn't matter. The person inside, so that brings us to another higher, I think, calling. And that's the calling of truth and love. Because really, I think in many ways, you can't really reach a full... you can't magnify a beauty within your presence unless you're true to your own self. Unless you faced yourself truthfully, and by being truthful within, you are truthful without. All of that will just, the lying and anything like, won't even, but is there a time, now if you're a spiritual person, you'd believe in truth, you would, truth, because you can't escape for truth, but is a lie wrong in any condition? If there was a, and as a spiritual person, I always thought, a lie is wrong, period. If somebody asked me something, I would say, there must be a way where I could say the truth that wouldn't be harmful, but I'm not going to lie, or I'm not going to even respond to the question. But let me, today, here I am thinking, okay, and then I heard this person lie to somebody, and I thought, I was just about to judge that person, mentally, in my mind. I'm going to judge you because you just lied and knew it. And I'm thinking to myself, is there a reason to lie? And I'm thinking, well, maybe there is. If, let's say, there's a gentleman with 31 chromatin, a little bit slower, has Down syndrome, and he says, "Hey, Charlie, did you like the way I did my hair?" What would you do? And let's say you didn't like it. Would you be honest? Would you not say anything? And would that be considered a lie? And how far do you take it anyways? Could you, now me, this would be a real tough one for me. Because lying is so difficult for me. Stretching the truth, well, if you've got a mile to run, I might tell you it's just around the block because I don't know better. But at least you'll know that it's, we're arriving to some degree. But an out and out lie, it's almost inconceivable since I was born. I mean, really and honestly, in deep down inside me, I can't do it. I can't. So I probably wouldn't say anything at all, or smile, or pat him, or give him a big kiss. I don't know. But I thought about that today, and then I thought, Doug, there are reasons why little lies and the comfort zone it does give a person might, benefit that person at that particular time in their current awareness. Doesn't mean, it's like you can't give a person, it's like teaching, like putting democracy on Korea. It's not their time in that sort of an understanding back in 1960s and 1970s, a feudal society, they had their way. You can't just implement a whole political structure. It's just, you have to educate. You have to start with the foundation and work it through the school system. And people get used to the understanding. And then, boom, you can... When we go in there and when we try to set up these governments in different countries, I often wonder, if the education system is really where we're applying our energies, because I think that's fundamentally the most important, really, to inspire the young and go through a generation or two before it really empowers people in the way that it should. Everybody, I love you deeply. I thank you for your time. I actually look forward to this every week. I hope you will come back next week. I will be here. The Cosmic Poet Show. Bye for now.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.